Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another pay-per-view prediction show with me, Stephanie Cheers. And today I am talking about Crown Jewel. And I have live with me my first returning guest, Rob Wilkins. Rob, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy to have you back and talk WWE again. What was the last one we did? Was it SummerSlam?
I believe it was SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I believe it was SummerSlam.
You know what? A lot has happened since then, but not a lot of titles have changed hands since the last time we spoke, but that's a good thing. That's a current good WWE thing. But yeah, tomorrow, Crown Jewel from Saudi Arabia. It means we have a different time slot. Like, what time is Crown Jewel for you tomorrow?
I live in the central time zone, so it's at noon, I believe. So 1 o'clock Eastern. Wow. So pretty much right about now, I think.
Yeah, it's like 24 hours away. For me, it will be 5 p.m., which is kind of perfect. Like, because usually it's, you know, right in the morning. I think I like a nice little early evening after noon one's nice. It'll make me feel like an American. And you, are you going to be like, what, having your lunch or something, watching Crown Jewel?
Right now I'm not really sure what I'll be doing. Like, I know I'll be watching. I just don't know where I'll be watching at, because I actually it's these afternoon pay-per-views actually work really well. So, and I have a couple of friends that are free, so we'll see. I'll be either at home relaxing or at a buddy's house watching. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's a pretty tight show. As is kind of the norm for WWE, we've got 7 matches on the main card. But it is, of course, you know, it is a WWE show from Saudi Arabia. And like, I don't know about you, Rob, but I always just feel like a little uncomfortable, like talking about like promoting the Crown Jewel show. So I just wanted to put that out there that obviously we're going to have fun talking about WWE, talking about the matches and all of that. But to just everyone to be like conscious of, you know, WWE doing the show in Saudi Arabia, their human rights record, and not just that they're going to a country with a bad human rights record, but they're actually actively working with the government to put on the show. And I just, for anyone that wants to like know more about that kind of stuff, there was a great show that John Pollock did with Brandon Thurston the other day where they had Karim Zidane on, who is an expert on the whole idea of sports washing and Saudi Arabia. That was on Pollock and Thurston on the Post Wrestling and WrestleNomics YouTube channel. So I just wanted to put that out there for people to maybe like check that out and be more educated on these kind of things, especially like we just saw that fight between with Tyson Fury last weekend, also in Saudi Arabia. Like I watched that. It was a really good time, but I do think we should still be conscious of these things.
Oh yeah. I get it. I understand exactly. So it's one of those things where I wish obviously things were different, but
Yeah, well, we should all like just stay aware. But anyway, we'll get into the Crown Jewel card. And let me hear your predictions, guys. Like send in a comment, send in a super chat. Let us know who you think are going to win these matches. Why don't we start off, Rob, with a women's match? We have a 5-way women's match for the Women's World Championship. We have the champion, Rhea Ripley, versus Nia Jax, versus Shayna Baszler, versus Zoe Starks. There's too many Zs in a row there. Versus Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's World Championship. I'm just going to say, Rob, you're not going to convince me that Rhea Ripley is losing this title anytime soon. That's it. That's my prediction. Rhea Ripley retains. What about you?
Yeah, I got special permission to call Rhea Ripley mommy in this case today for this prediction show. And she wins. She's going to get this victory. There's no way they're going to take this title off her. She's just going to show that she is indeed the AJ Styles is my favorite wrestler, but come on, let's be real. Rhea Ripley is the face that runs the place. She runs the bloodline. She will run the bloodline if she wanted to, but she runs the Judgment Day. It is what it is, and Rhea Ripley's gonna win in Saudi. She's gonna take her title back home. She's gonna try to make Dom more of a man, but that's not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. But she's gonna get that title.
I think that Rhea, you know, she doesn't, like, she's not defending this title, like, every week, but she's so prominent in the storylines going on Raw, with the bloodline mixing up that we've seen as well, everything that's happening, that I just think, like, she's been so well-booked, so well-handled, that if they were to take this title off her before some kind of huge WrestleMania match, which I don't even know who that would be against, I would be super, super shocked, especially with Triple H in charge. Like 100%, Rhea Ripley is leaving with this title. We have one vote for Zoe Starks in the comments.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't know. That must be Zoe's brother or someone.
Zoe Starks. Yep. Hey, I like it though. Zoe Starks is great. I think she's awesome. Yeah. And so seeing that she has some fans out there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
If she wins, I would be very happy for this guy. So that'd be awesome.
It's one of those situations where it's kind of like what we have with the men's side with Roman. Like Roman's so dominant. He's been so great as champion, all of that. You don't want to like waste that. And in the women's side, like Rhea, such a great character. People love her so much. They're telling such a great story with her. She's a great wrestler. She's so dominant that it's like, you can't like let anyone beat her at this moment. So there is a lot of, you know, other great talent, and Zoe Starks is someone on the rise, but we have just like such a dominant person in Rhea Ripley there that you just have to keep that title on her, and everyone else will get their turn eventually, but like for now it's like Rhea's reign will continue. Next up we have Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. Another Judgment Day competitor here in Damian, the guy with the Money in the Bank briefcase. What are your thoughts on this one, Rob?
Oh man, this one. I think they're going to do the same thing that they've been doing. It's going to be the same kind of booking where Damian Priest is going to get kind of screwed over by somebody in his, by somebody in Judgment Day accidentally. Cause they're not going to let Cody lose. In my opinion, not with a crowd that is very, not with a crowd that's very like Cody Rhodes.
Yeah,
like that
they're gonna want those fireworks at the end for Cody.
Plus, I think it's one of those things where they kind of want the American to, like the guy with the red, white, and blue, to kind of go over too. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I've noticed how WWE likes to book. And so I don't see any way of Cody Rhodes losing. I do. Plus, I think. Well, we'll talk about it too. If the Money in the Bank, if the Money in the Bank case is a factor tomorrow at all, so I think that might play a part in it. So we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. But I think Cody Rhodes gets this victory easily.
I think 100% Cody wins. It's not the time to beat him as we edge closer to Mania Royal Rumble season. I think that someone, maybe Dominic, maybe even like JD, is going to accidentally cost Damian and make him mad, like make him even madder. But yeah, I think it is actually like an obvious Cody victory for this one. And you're right, they do like to put like the most Americans over, and he's going to, you know, the amount of money they spend on fireworks and stuff over there, it's going to be a huge like red, white, and blue display over the stadium, I think, when Cody comes out. But I think this match will be early on the show, like very early for Cody, because I do think it will factor into the next match that I'm going to talk about. And this is why I've done this order, to kind of bring these together. So what about Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre? We'll maybe give our thoughts on that first, and then we could talk about the cash-in, that option that you mentioned a little more. I think that I haven't minded Seth recently in this role, but I used to really not like Seth, like, a lot. And now I'm like, he's not that bad, but now everyone that I know is telling me, like, he is just as bad, if not worse. So maybe it's just me where I'm like, I don't mind him. But I think that Drew, now Hunter's mentioned here in the comments about the talk of Drew not signing a new deal yet. So maybe like that's a factor in. But I think that this Drew character that we've seen come across these past couple of weeks might be my favorite character that Drew's ever done, because there's been a lot of times when I've like not been into him, when he's like leaned too heavy on the Braveheart stuff, kind of caricature stuff, his whole kind of just being like an uber babyface run when he had the title. He's never really been someone that I've been that high on, but I really like what he's been doing recently. So much. So initially I was like, I would put the title on him because he's doing so well. And then I was like, no, I think it's better for this character for him to lose, for that to make him really like turn into a heel and give him like another chip on his shoulder, another thing to be angry about. So I think that Seth Rollins is going to win this one. What do you think of just like the winner between Drew and Seth?
Okay, so the business part in me says this. If so, I think in the end, okay, what I think happens in this match, regardless, I think Drew McIntyre wins.
Okay.
So, however, my thing is, if Drew McIntyre leaves with this title, that tells me he's re-signed with the company. If he leaves Saudi Arabia with this title, that tells me he re-signed with the company. Not necessarily the truth. It just, that's what my gut tells me. However, I can completely see two things also happening. I could see Drew McIntyre losing in a way, and then absolutely just beating the hell out of Seth Rollins, allowing Damian Priest to cash in. That way you have Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre, who could still feud out without a title on the line. And that way, if there's a scenario where Drew McIntyre does not sign, you could have a loser leaves town match. Or WWE doesn't tend to do that, I know, but I'm just spitballing here. I think in the end, Drew McIntyre resigns. I really do. He's a Triple H guy.
I hope he does.
I do too. I hope he does.
I mean, there's no more room on the ship on the other side.
True. But I think there's just tomorrow just seems like the day, and I say this every show, every prediction show. Tomorrow just seems like the day now. Like, if it does not happen tomorrow with Damian Priest, I'm done predicting, like, with him. Like, I'll just stop, because because then it's just me, like, making it worse for him, because they're just waiting for me to stop doing it. But I think Damian Priest leaves with that title. I really do. I think he leaves Saudi Arabia, and he has to declare it at customs when he arrives back home at the United States.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Like, that's why I picked Seth to win. Now, if Drew won and Damian cashed in on Drew and Drew lost it immediately, yes, that would be terrible for Drew, but for his character, that would give him like an even more like reason to be angry. I'm not sure that they would do that to Drew, like have him like win it and then lose it. But yeah. I really think that Damian is going home with the title. Like you said, every time I do one of these WWE shows, we talk about, is Damian Priest going to cash in? He still hasn't cashed in. I think it's the time to do it. I think when, you know, Survivor Series comes, they'll have other stuff going on. I think he should do it before Survivor Series. I think it'd be a cool moment for the show. And I think he's going to beat Seth when he cashes in. I do think Seth needs to like drop the title to kind of freshen things up. And there's so much investment in the Judgment Day storyline with WWE, with even like the crossovers of Bloodline we've seen, that to me, I think like pushing that Judgment Day story forward, like we need to do it with Damian Priest taking that title, you know, it not being Finn Balor, it being Damian Priest and him and Rhea with like a bit of a power struggle, and Rhea's boy Dominic being a bit of like an F up, you know, all the time that she has to wrangle. And yeah, I think that Damian holding that title and Rhea holding the women's title would be like just such a good look for Judgment Day. And I think they could do awesome purple pyro and stuff like that for Damian Priest win. I think they would have something like special. But yeah, I think we're walking out with Damian's walking out with the title.
Yeah, I think so. I think his time is now. no pun intended for Mr. Cena there. But yeah, I think you go with it. And then we're gonna see a title change tomorrow. We always see a title change at Saudi Arabia shows. So I believe. I think they've always had a title change one way or another. So.
Well, another title that could change hands is the United States Championship that Rey Mysterio is defending against Logan Paul. So this one, I think we could see a title change with this one. Like,
absolutely. Yep.
Honestly, because Logan, well, firstly, like it's in Saudi Arabia, and Logan, you know, being the celebrity fighter that he is, has Saudi history, him and his brother, a lot of publicity to be generated from Logan getting the title. And I think that putting a title on him, give it, and he's, you know, signed a new deal, he seems committed to it. And I think that putting a title on him, knowing that like he will have it on his podcast, he will, you know, he will have it wherever he goes out to promote Prime Energy, he'll bring it with him everywhere. Like, this man brought a Pokemon card with him everywhere. Like, he'll bring that title. It'll be like a less problematic version of what they tried with Tyrus and the NWA title that completely failed and just made everyone hate them. Logan's rep isn't that bad, but yeah, I think that putting a title on Logan Paul just makes a lot of sense, and the United States one is the one to go. I don't think you want to belt him with any of the two main men's titles. Obviously, you don't want to touch Gunther, like leave him with that. So I actually think, yeah, that Logan Paul's going to win.
Yeah, I agree. Logan Paul, you put that title on him. You have multimedia. Like, massive media is going to cover it. They're going to put it on. They're going to put it on Yahoo. They're going to put it on like the news sites. I mean, it's not going to be like front page news by any means, but it's going to be like on the variety sections of newspapers that people, if they still read them, you know what I mean? Like they're going to be on websites. Variety is going to cover it. Entertainment Weekly is going to put it on there. ESPN will probably mention it. Stuff like that. It's going to be a big deal. So,
and why have Logan Paul under contract if you're not going to do this stuff with him and get the most publicity out of it? Obviously, he's proven himself that he is very, very good at pro wrestling, like better than we ever expected. But also, you got to milk that cow, you know, for the publicity.
And the other thing, too, that I think works in WWE's favor here is, if to give you an example, the people that might click on this article aren't necessarily wrestling fans. But or anymore, but they'll see, wow, Rey Mysterio is still wrestling.
Yeah, true.
Like stuff like that. So you're also getting that aspect of fans, like, or people that might be like, wow, I didn't know he was still wrestling. Stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, so that's very true. Like, it's very smart of them to put him in there with someone that has a title that is well known to people that aren't even that interested in wrestling, or the people that like used to watch back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's the way to go. If the best for business, I think it's the way to go. And Rey Mysterio knows, you know, I think it was the way to go. And I honestly think that's probably why Santos Escobar did not hold this title.
Yes.
So I think that's why. And I still think we're going to see a Santos Escobar turn pretty soon anyway. So,
me too. Do you think it's a clean win for Logan, or do you think we have a Santos interference or slash interference gone wrong, or even a Dominic appearance?
I think somebody will interfere. I do, because Logan's proven that he needs help a lot, like when it comes to stuff like that. He did it at WrestleMania. He lost at WrestleMania, but he still got, I believe he lost at WrestleMania, or was it whenever. He's proven that he always uses help. So he'll win with help, I think.
I wouldn't be surprised if his brother is there, whether he helps him or not, you know, as well, with it being Saudi. But sure. I think you're right on the Santos thing. I think this is why Santos hasn't won it. And I think Ray dropping it will allow that whole situation between Ray and Santos to be able to, like, that story to be fully told, like, on its own, when Ray doesn't have the, not burden, but, you know, the title with him, and they can go off and do that. And I think Logan can pick some really interesting challengers. I mean, between now and WrestleMania, I could see him holding it at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Here's one, Rob, that I've been thinking about for a couple of hours, and I'm still not sure. So I'll get your take first. John Cena versus Solo Sikoa.
You know, they've built this up really well. You know, they have. And it got to the point where I'm like, oh, well, Cena's going to definitely want to put over Solo. And I think deep down, that's what he wants to do. He wants to put over Solo. But I think also WWE wants to give Cena a win in a way.
Yeah,
I think they want to, and Solo will be fine with the loss. I know that sounds weird, but I think he'll be fine with the loss. I think they can do it where Jimmy messes up again, and Cena takes advantage. You get him that win, and it just adds more crap to the pile for Roman to deal with Jimmy, and Solo gets even madder at the situation or more upset. You know, so I think what you do is you give Cena the win here. And you let Jimmy be the reason why he gets the win by accident. Or even maybe Jey Uso gets involved and he helps Cena get the win. But Uso has to help Cena get the win one way or another, even if it's by accident or if it's on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see in telly bit here, so I think there'll be tons of interference. I think there will be tons of interference in this match. I've really enjoyed how they've used Cena this time around. I think he's been very, very effective. And I definitely agree with you that I think in his heart, in John's heart, he would want to give Solo the win, the young guy. But I actually do think Solo is going to win. I think just because I think it would be a really good like notch on his belt that he's beaten John Cena, someone, you know, like the biggest star of the past like 20 years. And just with everything that's going on in the bloodline with, you know, Jimmy being a bit of a failure, Jay gone off doing his own thing, Roman's position feeling like shakier than it has before because of this family struggle. I think Solo, like the youngest one, having something really like a really good badge of honor of like I've beaten John Cena, I think would help that storyline. But at the same time, like everything that you said, I could totally see them doing and totally seeing like Cena being the one to win.
Yeah. The other thing too, the way I look at it is why I would not be upset if Solo got the win is because Austin Theory beat Cena at WrestleMania. So I don't, I do not like the fact that Austin Theory could beat Cena and Solo Sikoa can't. I don't like that aspect. If it's a clean, well, even Theory didn't beat Cena clean. So, I mean, it's, but this is a match where I can see it going either way. I really can. And either way, it won't disappoint me because I think eventually, I'm not saying Solo will beat Roman Reigns for the title, but I think eventually we will see Solo versus Roman for the title. I do. I mean, I still deep down think Cody Rhodes is going to be the one that beats Roman. Yeah. But
I think we can agree that if Cena wins, it's not going to be one of those situations where we're like, Solo Sikoa got buried, putting the old guys over. With what they've done with Solo, like with Triple H, I think there's like definite faith that, yeah, Solo is on the rise and will one day like win the Universal Championship, whether it's Roman he wins it from or not, or he's definitely going to have a big program in his future, maybe even his like near future. But this is a really intriguing match and one that I'm really looking forward to, just because even though I'm picking Cena, I wouldn't actually place a bet on it. I'm still shaky.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bianca. This one feels like a little bit of a rush build put out. And I think that Io wins. I don't see Bianca. I just think it would feel kind of, you know, Bianca's awesome, but I think her winning it here would feel kind of like strange and deflating, like they haven't done enough to warrant that. And I still think Io's title run hasn't fully, you know, been fleshed out yet. And I would give her more time with the belt until someone else comes in. And there's all this talk of like Kairi Sane at the minute, something like that, you know, would be great to debut her anytime with Io holding the belt. So I'm going to say that, yeah, Io Sky retains, and maybe that causes us to see something different in Bianca Belair.
Yeah. I completely see that happening. I think Bianca will lose, whether it's from help of, well, I know if Bianca loses, it's because of help, because of damage control, you know, one way or another. Bayley, one thing that I love about Bayley is she's so good that she can get her ass kicked and still make her team look good and get the victory and still put her opponent over. And she's still fine, you know, like she's going to be okay. Like that's how good she is. So
Bayley is to me the most underrated of the top women. Like I felt during the pandemic, she was like my MVP on all the SmackDown shows. And then that injury was just one of the most like unfortunate, like freak bad timing injuries ever. But she's always good. She's like one of those people that whatever is going on, you should watch her because she's always doing something, even if she's just on the outside.
And I'm convinced with Bayley, once they can figure out, and it's not going to be anytime soon, I don't think, but once they can figure out how to bring her like back to being a face, I think she'll be absolutely even bigger than she's like in this business. Somebody said it in chat, Hunter says it, he could see the return of Kairi Sane tomorrow, and that could be a good place to do it. I mean, I would like to see that myself, and whether that's, I don't know if you bring Kerry in as a heel, but I mean, I could see that happening too. Where she costs Bianca, maybe, or I don't know.
I think I would even be down for like Io retaining and then like Bailey cutting like a promo or something saying that like Io is unbeatable. You know, she's taken out everyone. She took out Bianca Belair, who had like an amazing title reign, and then we get a Kerry coming out and like a stare down, almost kind of like something quite like when Mercedes debuted in New Japan, you know, just like a entrance post match stare down, that kind of thing. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and I also do think that Bianca is gonna like turn heel. I think that so much of she hasn't as a character like faced any kind of adversity. I think we need to just like see another side of her, because as great as she is, like there was a lot of staleness in what she was doing before. IntelliBit says Jade Cargill will get her moment at Crown Jewel. Do you think this is a time for Jade to get in the mix?
I would think it would be pretty badass if they did that. I just don't see it happening. I think it'd be awesome for both. But I just don't see it happening tomorrow.
No, I don't see it either. I think they'll have her there.
Yeah, I can see that, where she's maybe watching the match or something like that. I could definitely see that. Yeah. But even just
having her to film promo stuff, like not even like at the, you know, event, just like videos of Jade arriving. And I mean, the setting is so lavish that you could work out something to that completely goes with her character, completely makes her look really cool, and just continues the build and the anticipation for her eventual debut. But I think that I could see Jade like fully inserting herself at Survivor Series in order to have a first match at like Royal Rumble. I could think when we get to Survivor Series, then we may be closer to seeing what Jade's actually going to do, because WrestleMania season's going to start.
Yes. Yep. The road to WrestleMania.
Okay. Finally, we have Roman Reigns versus LA Knight for the Undisputed Championship. This is one, like, I'm really happy to see LA Knight in this spot. I interviewed him a couple of months ago, and we talked at length about how the last Crown Jewel, the people at the like press conference chanting his name in front of Triple H, and he was telling me about how he was just eating breakfast in his hotel, his phone was blowing up with people saying, "Are you seeing this?" And then he tried to like, you know, pitch doing something on the show, and it ended up they just showed him in the audience, I think, was all he got there. But he really felt like, you know, if everyone's chatting my name, I should just have a match on the show, but he didn't get that. Now here he is in the main event with Roman Reigns. I guess the downside is, like I was saying, you can't convince me Rhea Ripley's going to lose, can't convince me Roman Reigns going to lose. But I think this match, even though I think the finish is like a foregone conclusion, I think it's kind of more important what LA Knight can gain from just being in this spot. I think that it's going to be some kind of messy finish with the bloodline, where we all know that he was screwed. I think he's going to get some kind of visual pin on Roman, so we know that he could have done it. And I think we're going to walk away satisfied that LA Knight got that spot, and then hopefully he continues an upward momentum, but it's just not the time for Roman to lose, and I don't think he's the guy for that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how LA Knight's gonna lose, but I just know he's gonna lose. It's just, you just don't, the in my opinion, the build for it wasn't there either. So I just, there's no way Roman's gonna lose this match, in my opinion. And in a way, I kind of was surprised that they went with LA Knight. I'm glad they did, but don't get me wrong, but I felt that if you're gonna book him in a championship match, I always thought maybe you would put him in another you'd get him in a United States title match, like first, yeah. Or maybe he would be the one that takes the title off Gunther, something like that, to start building that momentum. But that's not the case. So I think Roman gets the win here. Obviously, I don't know. I'm very curious to see where LA Knight goes after this. Does he continue a feud like maybe with Solo Sikoa? Does he do does he stay in there with the Bloodline, like just kind of feuding with them for a little bit? Because we know Roman's probably going to take some time off again afterwards. Mm-hmm. So you could still have him in the middle of it with Jimmy and Solo and Paul Heyman. So, and that's the other thing. Dr. Thanos puts it in chat. They've kind of set up LA Knight and Logan Paul a little bit. So
I could see that as I could see LA Knight being Paul's challenger for like Mania. If LA Knight continues like the momentum that he has, because it is kind of a test if like he gets his big match with Roman, going for the Universal Championship is kind of like your peak. So after losing that, it's like, will people still love him as much as they did when we all wanted him to get that spot? But he's kind of in a hard position because really he'd maybe be better on Raw where he could win the top title there. Mm-hmm. Because no one's taking that belt off Roman. But I think that he just needs a really good showing. Like, it's a Roman Reigns match, so there's going to be loads of interference, screwiness. LA Knight's not the best in-ring wrestler, but Roman's matches are so like storyline based. You're going to have the crowd like fully behind him. I think the crowd's going to be wild for him. If they were that wild for him like last year when he wasn't even having a match. And I think you could do something in here that sets up something interesting for like Survivor Series maybe or something. Like if the Bloodline interference is getting too much, get like other baby faces like Jimmy and Cody out there to try and like even the odds and help LA Knight. So I think that it's gonna be a good match. We're not gonna have LA Knight winning, but hopefully like he gets enough like a visual pinfall, or we all know he was like totally screwed, that it doesn't make people lose faith in him, because I do think that they do see what they have in him right now, and I mean, that's why he got this spot.
Exactly. I agree with you. And then we have Sami Zayn.
The pre-show match. We have Sami Zayn.
And JD McDonough. Google me.
JD McDonough. JD McDonough on the pre-show match. This one, I think Sami takes this one.
Yep. That crowd absolutely loved Sami Zayn last time, and I think they're gonna give Sami Zayn the victory there. So, I think that one's an easy match for me to call.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it works with JD and what's going on with the Judgment Day stuff as well. Like, and a nice baby face moment on the pre-show as well, like get everyone hyped and cheering for Sami Zayn, so as soon as the main show starts, they're still like carrying that energy through. Okay guys, that was everything. Thank you so much for joining me, Rob. It was really fun to go through another WWE show with you. Maybe the next time we do it, we'll have some different champions of people.
Different champions, yeah.
And it won't be like, you can't take the belt off this person before Mania. You can't.
yeah, for sure. No, but thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. And thank you to everyone that watched and told us your predictions. The next predictions show will be for Full Gear. Keep an eye out for that. That will be probably the Friday before Full Gear, I think. Whenever I can make it work, I'll be traveling by that time. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. And I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.